She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Davis, you're listening to Naturally Savvy. Andrea is off today. Well, we have got back on the show one of my favorite women, Carol Ault. Hi, Carol.
And you guys aren't getting sick of me yet, are you? Seriously.
Oh, never. Are you kidding me? No, we always look forward to our monthly visits here, Carol. Now, I understand, and I've seen some great Twitter photos of you at Fashion Week. Tell us what it's been like.
Well, you know, I used to do a really crazy fashion week. I used to try to get everywhere and do everything and be seen and, you know, and lately it's become more of a thoughtful fashion week. I go to people who've supported me. I pick just one or two shows. I'm not everywhere. I'm not doing everything. I mean, in fact, last night was Fashion Rock and we were shooting the show. So we didn't even get to go to Fashion Rock. Yeah, we're in the process of shooting the show for October. So last night was Fashion Rocks, and while everybody was rocking out to fashion, I was rocking out to health.
Well, see, I like that. And health. Now, let's talk a little bit about your experiences as a supermodel, and how has Fashion Week changed? What are some of the trends? What are you seeing? Give us all the details.
Well, I think that... You know, when I first started doing the shows, I was one of the first high fashion models to do the shows. It used to be that they would just take the girl, they would have an in-house model, they would fit all the clothes on the in-house model, and then they would do in the studio, actually in the atelier, which is where the designer works, they would do just the small shows for the stores and for the editors and whatnot. And then I remember Calvin Klein and Ralph Lauren asking me to do their shows, and I was a face on the cover of magazines, and that was really unique because they were using, you know, their in-house girls. So the shows started getting a little bigger, and it was still in the atelier, but, it, you know, more people would come. They'd squeeze people in, and it wasn't the big production. In the 90s, It became a big production, and it was huge money. I mean, I got offered huge money, and at one point had to turn down doing the shows because when you become famous enough, because I was acting at the time, I couldn't do Valentino and Foray at the same time and insult them both, so I did neither in order to not insult either of them. And they were offering a lot of money. And the shows were big. I remember going to see Versace, I think it was in 99 or 2000. I'd never seen so much press. My boyfriend nearly fainted because he was such a Versace fan, and he was at the shows in Milan, and all these photographers taking his picture. He was so excited. And now it's gotten not as big as that, but it's still big. But the stars come. So the paparazzi come to see the stars. The fashionista comes to see the fashion and the stars. And we were there on Monday actually shooting backstage at Dennis Basso as well as a film of the backstage of Dennis Basso because I'm shooting a film called Stealing Chanel. And we just went with a handheld to get – because you cannot recreate that backstage, front stage, arrival feeling of Fashion Week unless you're shooting actually at Fashion Week. It's impossible to recreate that. That would be a $100,000 to $150,000 scene. And so we were just shooting. Dennis let us shoot behind the stage, and we got all the great people, all the crazy people, all the fabulous people. It was pretty amazing, very exhausting because I was producing it as well because you have to know the shows in order to shoot the shows. So it was just pretty amazing, I got to tell you. It's been a real fun fashion week.
It sounds really fun. You know, I have to be honest, the way that I've only seen a little bit of behind the scenes, which is only on Project Runway, them just getting their models ready when they, you know, the three finalists who get to show their stuff on during Fashion Week is pretty incredible. I love that show. Are you a fan?
I don't really watch it all that much. If anything, I'm a fan of crime shows. I like to figure out who's done it.
Really?
Yeah, I like to figure out who's done it. I like to think if I'm going to watch TV. I want to take my mind off of business. It's hard for me to watch, you know, shows on the business when all I want to do is take my mind off the business so I can sleep.
Yeah.
That's although God bless Heidi, you know, okay. she did an amazing job with it. With a little show like that, it became huge. So God bless.
Yeah, her. it has become really huge. Well, Carol, let's talk a little bit about health and women and shapes. And because one of the things, you know, and obviously models have always been thin, but it seems like they're trying now more to have what they call the plus size model, although they still look regular to me. Did they have any shows like that showing a little bit more regular
my
type
sister,
of women?
Yeah. My sister in 1987 or 88 was first the premier large size model. She was it.
Oh,
she
wow.
was the number one large size model in that moment, Christine Ault. And, you know, I think they more did it back then than they do now. I mean, I find these fashion shows, the girls are just so dang thin. And they just set a standard for women that just doesn't work. I mean, I would never be able to work today because there's no way I would have gotten down to a 0.2. I mean, I struggled for a 4.6.
Yeah, that's what concerns me. And, you know, I mean, I've seen you, Carol, and you are gorgeous and you're naturally thin, but you also eat incredibly well. And see, one of the things that I wonder about is, are these models eating like you and they're eating a raw food diet, or are they smoking cigarettes and, you know, not eating enough or eating the wrong things? But what do you think?
You know, the thing is when you're young, you don't think about that. You know, you grab a coffee, mm-hmm. there's Starbucks here, there's Starbucks True. There, you grab a coffee and you go. I don't know about smoking so much because it's such a taboo on smoking. But certainly coffee, when I was coming up, was a big thing because it filled you up, gave you energy, and off you went. The issue is those health problems come up later. They come up in your 30s and your 40s and your 50s. So, you know, while you're 17, 18, 19, 20, and in your 20s, you don't think about 40 or 50. I mean, that's ancient. It's forever away. And you just say, this is what I need to do, and I need to fit into this dress, and it's a size 2. And you do whatever you need to do to get into that size 2 dress. It is what it is. And I think, unfortunately, you know, I had offered to do a talk with the girls about eating raw food and how it, you know, you can eat whatever you want and pretty much stay thin. But I was turned down. So I was very, you know, disappointed about that because it was in a moment when, you know, a girl had fainted on the runway because she was so, so hungry. And in a moment when a friend of mine said, you know, we hired this girl because we felt so sorry for her. She was so skinny. And I'm like, but when you hire a girl that's so skinny, it sets the precedent for all the other girls who didn't get the job that they've got to be that skinny to get the job. And
that
and
is
that's
so
not
true,
right
Carol.
Either. Yeah, so it's a real catch-22. You know, listen, Kate Moss was that thin naturally. Me, I struggled every day to stay that thin. So you have both ends of the spectrum, for sure. But, you know, I really feel for the girls because I remember being there and doing that. And, you know, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy because food is just such a luxury of life and such a necessity for health.
It really is. And you mentioned how the health problems can come up later. You had some health issues in your 30s, correct?
Yeah, I had health issues pretty much my whole life. I mean, even as a kid, I had allergies all the time, coughing all the time. Who knew it came from gluten? But now we know. Now we know so much more than when I was coming up. There's no reason to be unhealthy. There really isn't, because there's so much information out there.
Speaking of information, Carol, tell us how people can watch your show. What is your Twitter? All that good social media stuff.
Yeah, perfect. So we're on Fox News Channel at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturdays and Sundays every weekend, called A Healthy You. And, of course, we do all kinds of crazy alternative stuff. My Twitter is at Model Carol Ault, and I'm at Carol Ault FC as well.
Well, Carol, thank you so much, and thank you all for listening. Stay well.